This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, 18th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to be compensated. Get the money you deserve. Let Anajar and Levine put their skills to work for you. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Tonight is the main event. Is this the last morning we wake up and your Florida Panthers, your favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, is this the last morning we wake up and the Florida Panthers are not Stanley Cup champions? That's right. Today is the day. The Panthers get another crack at it here to raise Lord Stanley's Cup. The Stanley Cup will be in the house tonight at Amerant Bank Arena. Last night, the NBA crowned a new champion, Boston Celtics. I hate their guts. They win championship number 18. And BetOnline, still your number one source for all your sports betting needs this summer. Baseball, soccer, golf, right up to all the top fights, UFC, MMA, boxing, every stat, every matchup, live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game is over, you head online to BetOnline's online casino, play some poker, play some blackjack, over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today, get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. So, we are very pumped up for the Florida Panthers tonight and the opportunity they have. Tonight could be a forever night. Make sure you're set up. Make sure you're prepared properly. You want to make sure you got a good area you're watching the game. You're with the people that you want to be around. I already told you, you know, that watch party stuff. There's no watch party. It's a home game, but you're going out to a bar. Look, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But I don't want to go out to a place like that. And maybe there's someone by me that's cheering for the Oilers or just someone who hates the Panthers. And maybe the volume is not set right. I got to be in the Zaslow Mansion family room, which we know turns into the Zaslow Mansion serious room once the game gets going. I want to be with my boys. I mean, obviously, look, you guys know I was trying to go to the game tonight. Right now, as of right now, cheapest ticket to get into the building, $900. Almost $900 to get in the building for tonight. And even if, like it's not a scenario where, so if I had a friend call me up and they said, Zaslow, got a great opportunity for tickets. Even if it's, let's say, regular price, lower level, $500, all right? Regular price. Like, my buddy came across someone who has season tickets. They can't make it tonight. They're willing to sell it to us. Would I pay the regular price? Let's say it's $500. I'm just guessing. Lower level to go with a friend. I wouldn't do it. Because I want to watch with my boys. I want to experience this with my boys. You know, they've never witnessed one of their teams winning a championship. They've never witnessed one of their teams having even the opportunity, meaning a closeout game, you know? My oldest son was 4 years old, so my younger one was only one when the Heat won the championship in 2013. So neither of them have experienced anything like this. In 2020, the Heat never got to a game where they could clinch the championship. Same thing last year in 2023. And the Panthers last year as well. So this is the first time ever that my boys have witnessed an opportunity for one of our teams to win a championship. And they've never witnessed a championship, of course, then. So I want to watch with my family. I want to be around my family. Now, here's my situation tonight. So I'm not going to the game. You guys know that. I am on ESPN Radio tonight. Yep. I know some of you are like, Zaslow, how could you do that? Look, I'm a good worker. It's one of the things I've always prided myself on. I work well with others. I'm a good worker. I do what I'm told. And I picked up this shift a couple of weeks ago. So I'm not going to bow out because the schedule didn't align properly. It is what it is. Now, luckily, so there have been two games these Stanley Cup playoffs. Game two at the Rangers, which the Panthers lost. I was watching it the last two periods were while I was on the air. Game six, the clinching game at home against the Rangers. I was also on the air for periods one and two. So I got to go downstairs and watch the third period uninterrupted. So two games I've been on while watching the games. First time I've ever dealt with a scenario like that. And it's hard. Like, the game six is a lot harder for me to watch than it was game two while doing the show. Just because the stakes were so high, you know? But I'm watching the game, I'm doing the show, and as long as I'm with someone who's capable, someone who's competent, if I don't have to carry the whole show, then it's all right. Tonight I'm working with Matt Fontana. That's right, Amber and Ian. Sucks, Amber's out. Amber and Ian are both out. So, two fill-ins, me, Matt Fontana, who I've worked with once or twice, who I do like working with. So, I'm working with someone who's competent tonight, 7 to 10 p.m. So, the Panther game will start about 8:20. And the show will end probably right at the end of the second period. So, I'll be able to get downstairs uninterrupted, watch the third period. I mean, can the game be a blowout? But can it be 4-0? Going into the third? I don't know. I feel like more likely it's going to be something like 1-1 going into the third. It's going to be hard as hell to win this game. So, you know what? We're already into it. I was going to start with the NBA from last night. Let's just start with the Panthers. We got Twitter Jam, all right? We got Twitter Jam that today we'll deal with. No, you know what? I won't even spoil it for you. But we got Twitter Jam because it's Tuesday. We'll get to the NBA, of course. So, The Panther fan going into tonight's game, this is very different from the NBA. The Panther fan, like, Zaslow, how do you feel about tonight? Very nervous. Very nervous. The Panther fan should be very nervous because the Oilers have just as much chance of winning this game as the Panthers. The home ice advantage as far as the crowd, as far as the ice or anything like that, that doesn't matter. Now, having last change makes a major difference, especially for the Panthers, having Barkov, the ability to have Barkov and Forsling on the ice every time with the McDavid line if Paul Maurice does this properly. Now the Panthers are in control of that situation when they were not in control of it the last couple of games. But the Panther fan should be very nervous. Winning any game in the Stanley Cup Final is very, very hard. So, yeah, I'm nervous, but I am super excited. How can you not be excited going into tonight's second chance to win the Stanley Cup? You should be very nervous because winning a game in the Stanley Cup Finals is so difficult and so hard. And the Oilers have just as good a chance of winning the game tonight as the Panthers. But anytime you have a chance at clinching the Stanley Cup, how can you not be excited about tonight's game? So I'm very nervous, but I'm more excited than nervous. And you know what? If the Panthers lose tonight, God forbid, please Hashem, please let the Panthers win tonight. Please let Sasha Barkov hoist that Stanley Cup over his head. If the Panthers don't win tonight, I'll be super excited for Game 6. And if the Panthers don't win Game 6, I'll be super excited for Game 7. The Panther fans should be nervous, but more excited. More excited for the opportunity, again, for a forever moment, a forever night tonight to win the Stanley Cup. So that's my general feeling going into the game tonight. More excited than nervous. This team is too experienced. They're too mature. You know the phrase, the adult in the room. This Panther team is the adult in the room. They are too mature to allow this opportunity to slip away. Do they win it tonight? Could they lose tonight, win game 6? Definitely. But I'm talking overall. Up 3-0, they are too mature of a team. They've been great in this spot, meaning when they bounce back. You know, they got their shit kicked in game 4 against Tampa Bay. Bounce back and close it out in game 5. Got their shit kicked in game 1 against Boston. Bounce back in a big way in game 2. Won the next 3 games. This Panther team is way too good. Way too mature. You know, my wife says to me yesterday, 8 goals. How did they give up 8 goals in the game? They're in big trouble. You know, none of those goals carry over, right? None of them. Not any of them. Not 2, not 3, not 1. None of those goals carry over. It's completely meaningless. So, I feel great about the Panthers. Obviously very nervous. There is so much about tonight that I'm excited for. And the same things I was excited for last game, although you could add a couple things. Like, the thing you would add that I'm excited for tonight that I wasn't excited for Saturday night is the crowd. I'm so excited for the crowd there. I'm so excited for how amped up they're going to be before the game. If the Panthers can get out to a 1-0 lead early, how amped up they're going to be. If the Panthers go down 1-0 and then they take a 2-1 lead, how crazy that building's going to be. If the Panthers have the lead under a minute, and the Oilers pull the goalie, how crazy that crowd's going to be. Every time the Panthers clear the puck out the zone and the time ticks down, how nuts it's going to look in Amerant Bank Arena. There is so much about tonight that I'm so excited for. I'm excited for if it's a close game, who's going to be the hero for the Panthers? Will it be tied late in the third period? Or it'll be tied with 6 minutes left. Does Matthew Tkachuk get the game-winning goal? If the game goes to overtime, oh my God, I'll vomit. I will. I'm always on the verge of projectile vomit during these games. If the game goes to overtime, and the game doesn't even end, just the game's going on, they're all skating around, I'm a puke. I'll throw up. It's projectile vomit all over the Zaslow Mansion series room floor. It'll be a motherfucker to clean up. I'll puke everywhere. If the game goes to overtime, can you imagine? There's so much about tonight I'm so excited for. I'm super nervous, but I'm mostly excited. And I'm lucky. You know, it's a similar situation tonight where... So when I started on the Miami Heat broadcast, why am I bringing this up, right? What's the correlation here? I'm a crazy person, especially back then when I started on the Heat broadcast. We're talking 2010, 14 years ago. I'm in my 20s. Like, I'm a child. I had so much hair. And I'm concerned where Mike Inglis, John Crotty, are they going to put up with my bullshit? Meaning, like, I'm going to cheer and I'm into the games and I am what I am. This is what you get. And they were so great and so welcoming in that regard that it was never a thing about fist pumping and getting excited. It was welcome. And I'm really lucky now in this scenario too, where with ESPN Radio, everyone there from my bosses to co-hosts to producers, everyone is so welcoming and they get it, making me feel comfortable. I am who I am, you know, like this is who you hired. You know who I am. And if I'm on the air tonight, and by the way, it's become like so much more prevalent now than 20 years ago where you work at ESPN, you have to be impartial and unbiased and down the middle. Now, everyone has the teams that they're fans of. Yeah, everyone shows it, you know. So I'm lucky in that regard, but they know what they're going to get in tonight. I'm on during Stanley Cup Finals, Game 5. It's the Panthers. They've never won before. Yeah, you know what? Like, I'm going to be a little bit of a nut job. That's what you're going to get. It has a chance to be a terrible show. If the Panthers get killed, I'm going to be so bummed out. Or it could be a really, really great and memorable show if I'm so excited throughout because the Panthers are in the lead and it's really exciting. So, there, like, I feel comfortable going into tonight that I'm allowed to be me. I also have to be somewhat professional. Look, I'm not that professional to begin with. I got to be somewhat professional, but they, make no mistake, they know who I am, and I'm allowed to be me, which is great. So, tonight's going to be fun. If you're watching the game and you don't love the ESPN on ABC broadcast, put on ESPN Radio tonight. Amber and Ian, I'll be on. You can hear how I'm reacting, that kind of deal. If you're into that, it could be a lot of fun. Either way, I really hope everyone enjoys their night. Also, let me tell you about one of our great sponsors who you know is rooting for the Florida Panthers, Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance. That's right. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance at Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. Why do I keep going to the same insurance agency? Because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage and I get it at the most affordable rate out there. Call Brunt Insurance today. Maybe you're happy with your current insurance. Just get a quote. See if you can get a better deal. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. You can also visit them on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. When it comes to your homeowner's insurance, renters, condo insurance, there are so many options that can make you dizzy. But at Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all these confusing options crystal clear. Fully licensed team. They're going to help you every step of the way. If that sounds like something that works for you, call Brunt Insurance today. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. Again, 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. So I fully expect Ryan Lomberg to be in the lineup for tonight. I'm hoping Ryan Lomberg's in the lineup tonight. My guess, it brings a ton of energy. He deserves it. You would love Lomberg to be in the lineup, but that fourth line has been really good. Stenlin centering Oposo and Steven Lawrence. They're not going to, at least I don't think they're going to take Oposo out. You want Oposo on the ice if they have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, and he's been good. I think he's earned it. I would imagine Lomberg is in for Steven Lawrence tonight. I don't know if it also means that Cousins will be in. I think Oposo plays. My guess is Lomberg is in for Steven Lawrence. And can you imagine if the Lomborghini gets a goal tonight? That crowd would go apeshit. So I expect Lomberg to be in the lineup tonight. I think it's the right move. Brings a lot of energy. I think we're going to be so jacked up. We're going to be so amped up. You know, Bobrovsky's been phenomenal this postseason. I don't think he's going to have two bad games in a row. Sasha Barkov, is he going to carry the team? Is Matthew Tkachuk, who does not have a goal yet this series, is he going to come out And he's going to get us a goal or two tonight to help lead the way. I just feel so good overall about everything that's happening tonight.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, let's get to Twitter Jam. So today's edition of Twitter Jam is on the Panthers tonight. Game 5, Panthers-Oilers. Just a broad overall look. See what folks are tweeting about the Stanley Cup Final tonight, Game 5. First up, Front Office Sports. What is Front Office Sports? They tweet about the business of sports. And they tweet out, Game 4 of Panthers-Oilers averaged 3.1 million viewers on ABC through 45 games. The Stanley Cup playoffs are up 38% from last season. That's fucking awesome. You know, I said going into the finals, I didn't know how big of a number it would draw because you're not getting Canada's ratings. Canada's a whole different set of ratings. The numbers are going to be a monster in Canada if you were able to combine them. But that's not combining them because that's 3.1 million viewers on ABC and overall up 38%. Every sport, NFL, MLB, soccer, NHL, the ratings are all going up. You know who's not? NBA. So I love hearing how the NHL ratings are going up. All right, this next tweet is from Gino Hard. He does news, highlights, and the lighter side of hockey. Okay, and he tweets out, mystery solved. She was a Panthers fan in Oilers clothing. Okay, so this has been solved. I saw this yesterday. You remember in Game 2, when the Panthers scored, Game 3, excuse me, when the Panthers scored and they went up 1-0, there was an Oiler fan, an older woman, an Oiler, I don't know, maybe in her 50s, an Oiler fan decked out in Oiler gear. She was standing up and cheering all by herself. Like, is she confused? Does she not know Sam Reinhart plays for the Panthers? Panthers just scored, they're up 1-0. So there's this tweet here attached to the tweet by Gino Hard where it says, turns out the famous Oiler fan who cheered for the Panthers goal is actually a Panthers fan. She lives in Canada in Regina. Her sister got her tickets, but said, if you're coming, you have to wear an Oilers sweater. And then I actually saw posts on Facebook from this woman talking about how she loves the Panthers. She has to wear Oilers gear if her sister's going to let her go with her. So now at least we've solved the mystery, but I will tell you, for me, I wouldn't have done it. Like, I get what the sister's making her do, but if I'm that woman, I'm not wearing the Oiler gear. Like, I guess I'm not going, you know? I want to go, but I guess I'm not going. But at least we have an explanation here. We have, like, we at least understand what happened now. All right, Jeremy Taché from the Dan Le Batard Show. Okay, he tweets out, my favorite part about American sports fandom is that absolutely no one cares about whoever wins the NBA Finals, but everyone celebrates whoever wins the Stanley Cup Final. And then in parentheses, which the Florida Panthers have a chance to do tonight. He's right. There's something very special about the Stanley Cup. You know, last night, I couldn't wait to turn off the NBA Finals. I couldn't wait to turn it off. I didn't want to see any of the celebrating. I didn't care about hearing any of the post-game stuff. With the Stanley Cup, forget that my team's in it this year. With the Stanley Cup, you watch all of it. You want to see them give that Stanley Cup to the team. You want to see them raise the captain, raise the Stanley Cup over his head. You want all the on-ice interviews and the emotion. It's a special thing when that Stanley Cup is awarded. With the NBA, with that Larry O'Brien trophy, if it's not my team, I'm done with it. Get the fuck out of here. He's totally right. Next week, Florida Panthers Muse. Florida Panthers Muse, who are they? They all things related to the back-to-back Eastern Conference champion Florida Panthers. Okay, and they tweet out, let's see. Today is a great day for the Florida Panthers to win their first ever Stanley Cup. All right. Locked On Eastern Conference Champions. That's a Locked On Panthers podcast. They tweet out, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on what the difference is when the Stanley Cup is in the building with a chance to win it, and they attach the clip.
So we'd say, what would be the different feeling going into game four than possibly then game three? Because that's the change. It is different. There's the feeling of the goal becomes, sits in front of the game that's played. So in game three, the goal is behind the game. Can't win it tonight, the game becomes priority. But when you can, then it sits in front of the game and you got to break through it or figure out a way to get it behind the game again. I don't know if that makes great sense, but what's foremost in your head coming to the rink, you know it's there, right? So there's just not a lot of places to experience it until you get into it. Right? There's sometimes it's, you know, you're talking about one game a year. Is that true? One or two games a year for one or two teams only a year. It's hard to grab that, to experience it. So we went through it. You know, we were fortunate to get a three-game lead, so we're going to have the opportunity to feel that at least four times. So we're going to have an opportunity to learn. It's not something that you can truly appreciate till you go through it.
This next tweet here is from Will Manso. He's the sports director at WPOG Local 10. And he tweets out, golf legend and longtime South Florida resident Jack Nicklaus is scheduled to be the Panthers pregame drum banker in Sunrise for game five of the Stanley Cup final on Tuesday night. That's a weird choice, if you ask me. Some of the choices have been really weird. Jack Nicklaus is like 90. That's a weird, like, who thinks of Jack Nicklaus heading into Stanley Cup Finals game five? That's a weird one to me. And yes, Jack Nicklaus, he's from here, but it's not like he's this beloved sports figure here because he lives in South Florida. That's a weird one to me. Let's see. All right, this next tweet here is from ESPN, their Twitter account. And they tweet out, PK Subban says the Oilers are bringing confidence to Florida after avoiding the sweep at home. Quote, Connor McDavid had 4 points. He's just getting warmed up, I feel like, in the series. And here is the clip that they attached.
If I'm the Florida Panthers, what I'd be nervous about is how many players got in on the action in that game. I mean, all of Edmonton's depth were involved, from Holloway with 3 points. Obviously, McDavid had 4 points, but Holloway, Janmark, Connor Brown was phenomenal on the penalty kill. All their depth players chipped in with goals. All their depth players got involved. So they got a very, very confident team coming into Sunrise and to play this game right now. So they got to be... they got to be a little bit nervous about that, because the Edmonton Oilers from top to bottom right now have their whole team going on. And to think about it, Connor McDavid at 4 points, he's just getting warmed up, I feel like, in this series. So for the Florida Panthers, they got to find their game and find their game very, very quickly.
How about this? This tweet is from Hockey Patrol. Okay, Hockey Patrol. What are they? They keep fans updated on hockey. And okay, so they tweet out, Oilers girl, known for her viral clip of her flashing the crowd during the Western Conference Finals, has gone viral again for a new video she just posted, and here's the video clip.
Oilers girl, actually, my name's Kate, but here we are. So I've thought long and hard about what I wanted to say to everybody. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm at one of my favorite places right now. Come here to do some thinking, we'll call it. But I just wanted to say, you could be the most perfect, godly fucking person in the world. You could save kittens from a river if they were drowning. Someone's still gonna hate you. So you know what? At the end of the day, I got drunk and whipped my tits out at an Oilers game and they went viral. Fuck you if you don't like it. Woo! Go Oilers!
I got to tell you, I think that's a bad omen right there for the Oilers. You know, granted, she's got an amazing rack, but I thought she was going to show the boobs again there. She did not. So, and by the way, I don't know why anyone has a problem with what she did. Everyone, I mean, she, what a great girl. She looks very, very smart. Smart girl. I thought she was going to show the boobs again, but she didn't. I think that's a bad job at her. I think that's a bad omen right there for the Oilers. Dan Rosen, who is he? He's a senior writer for NHL.com. And he writes, Panthers to this is from yesterday. Panthers to practice here soon, coming off an 8-1 loss in Game 4. The last time they lost by at least 4 goals was Game 1 versus Boston. They won the next 3 games, including 6-1 in Game 2. They had a 3-0 lead on Tampa Bay in Round 1, lost 6-3 in Game 4, and won Game 5, 6-1. All right, so he likes the idea of the Panthers bouncing back. Liam McHugh, he's the NHL studio host on TNT. He tweets out, Paul Maurice always seems to set the perfect tone. Funny, sarcastic when it's needed. Serious, pointed when it's called for. This club picked up in October with a playoff intensity and mindset and have not let up. Next tweet here. Finally, last one. This is from Katie Engelson. And Katie Engelson says, Paul Maurice has preached enjoy your day to his team for the last 2 seasons. Quote, if you can't enjoy this morning, what's the point of this? End quote. All right. And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. You guys know it's the summer. You may be saying to yourself, you know what, Zaslow? I'm thinking about treating myself. I'm looking for a brand new ride. Well, luckily for you, you got the summer sales event going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru has incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit, and get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. And right now, get 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. So easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. It's on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. An extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Check the inventory right now. NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the summer sales event all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, I was planning on doing the NBA first. We did the Panthers first. We all know that's the main event, so we're working our way backwards. The Boston Celtics win the NBA championship last night, which I'm sure I'm going to be talking a lot about tonight on ESPN Radio. Celtics are champions, 18-time in franchise history, most in the history of the NBA, awful series, awful playoffs. This NBA season comes to a merciful end. Now look, I'm sick over the Celtics winning. The Panthers, if they win tonight, then I could give a shit, all right, about the Celtics. But right now, I'm sick about the Celtics winning. There's not a team I despise, not a team I hate more in all of professional sports than the Boston Celtics. That's right. If I had to choose between the Knicks or the Celtics winning the championship, I go Knicks. I know a lot of you scoff at that, but I remember, what was it, at the start of the playoffs maybe? I did a poll. I did a Zaslow Show 2.0 poll. Overwhelming favorite from you guys. You would rather the Knicks win the title over the Boston Celtics. So I'm in the majority on that one. Awful series, awful playoffs. How about this? I lose this joke. I used to be able to, that now, all time, the Heat have won 3 championships in their existence, while the Celtics won 2 during that time period. But I used to be able to say the Panthers have won 3 times. Panthers. I used to be able to say the Heat have won 3 times as many championships than the Boston Celtics since their existence. Can't say it anymore. That's a good line. The Heat have won 3 times as many titles than the Boston Celtics since their existence. Can't say anymore. Now, I guess I could say, because it's Heat 3, Celtics 2. I guess now I could say the Heat have won, since their existence, the Heat have won 50% more championships than the Boston Celtics have. And of course, a lot of Celtic fans, they're going to have a problem with math. 50% of two is one. The Heat have won one more title during that span than the Boston Celtics. So Heat three titles, Celtics two titles. The Heat have won 50% more titles than the Celtics during that time period of the Heat's existence. Again, the Celtic fan is going to have trouble with the math, but maybe that's the new line. But the Heat have won three times as many titles than the Celtics during their existence. That had some oomph to it. So that's over. That's done. I'll tell you what, though. You want to know how much I hate this Boston Celtics team? So the Celtics win. They're celebrating. They're super excited. I do like that the Celtic fan, there was no real drama. You know, they won the title, okay? And ultimately, that's all that matters. Like, they'll laugh in anyone's face who says this. You'll look back in years from now, Celtic fans not going to care how they got the title, just they got the title. But it's not as much fun when there's no pressure. Meaning, they never got to a game six. They were never really challenged. It's not as much fun when you don't have the anxiety, when you don't have the drama. All right. Even tonight, if the Panthers win in game five, there's going to be drama. And you've had drama throughout the postseason. It's more fun like that. So I like that the Celtic fan didn't get to experience that. I also like that the Celtic fan didn't get to beat the Heat at full strength. You beat a B team for the Miami Heat. But when the Celtics won last night, I'll be honest with you. They're celebrating on the floor. The players, the fans, the families, the whole deal. I had no good feelings for the Celtics after they won. I felt good for no one. I watched it just with a stone cold stare. Meant nothing to me. You know what? When LeBron went back to Cleveland, boy, I hated Cleveland. I hated the Cavaliers. I mean, Goldhammer, come on. I hated your guts. When the Cavaliers won in 2016, I felt good for Cleveland. I did. And I think I said that on the air. Back on 719, I think I said that. I felt good. You know, it's like, good for you. You know, the city, they never win shit. I did. After all of that, I felt good for Cleveland. I didn't feel shit for Boston last night. Nothing. I don't feel good for them at all. I had no positive emotion for anyone after last night's game. So, Jaylen Brown wins MVP. It was the right choice. I don't know if you guys noticed, all right, but probably like the last 8-9 minutes of the game, Jason Tatum was just shot after shot after shot after shot. Jason Tatum, going into the fourth quarter, was 7-17. He finished the game 11-24. Took 7 shot attempts. That does include free throws, of course. 7 shot attempts he took in the fourth quarter. What these guys can tell you that they don't care about winning that finals MVP, Jason Tatum's actions told you different. Jaylen Brown still won finals MVP, even after Jason Tatum did a ton of stat padding in the fourth quarter. When Jason Tatum says, now I'm sure he's happy for Jaylen Brown, but don't let him tell you he doesn't care about that award. His actions are stronger than words. His actions told you different. 7 field goal attempts in a blowout in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum was gunning for that finals MVP. And you know what? The voters didn't care. Because it was already done by then. And Jaylen Brown on the defensive end against Luka. Jaylen Brown deserved that MVP. I was surprised he got it. I was. But he deserved it. They got it right. But Tatum was trying his hardest to get that award. This game was doomed from the start. And you know what? Like, there's so many things about the NBA that I dislike now. I'm really down on the NBA overall. You know I'm an NBA guy. You know I'm a basketball guy. The Heat are the most important thing to me. They're always going to be number one. Although the Panthers are a close second. They really are. Sorry, I had to take a sip of my vitamin water. Anyway, but I'm down on the NBA overall these days. There's so much about the NBA and the NBA player that I don't like. And there was a lot of it on display last night. So the end of the first quarter, and this is not... there's nothing to say about the game. The game was awful. It was an awful series. Terrible. And we'll get to Kyrie, though. But at the end of the first quarter, and I tweeted this out after the end of the first quarter, all right? So I'll tell you what I tweeted here, all right? I will read it. So it's not as if I'm playing the result here. At the end of the first quarter last night, what do I tweet out? Smart decision by Dante Exum at the end of the quarter. no reason to shoot that and have your field goal percentage drop. So at the end of the first quarter, Dante Exum did the thing where, like, he's fake trying to get free, to get open so he could toss up a shot. And then the horn goes off and then he pulls it back. It's like, oh, I didn't get it off in time. Okay, you don't want to hurt your field goal percentage. And then at the end of the second quarter, Peyton Pritchard heaves it from half court, buries it. Crowd's going crazy. He's going crazy. And then I tweet out. So what are we talking, like 30 minutes later? Exum eats the ball at the end of the first. Pritchard lets it fly. Yeah, it's a major difference. Now, here's the funny thing, and I tweeted this also. The reason that this is a regular thing. It shows you how terrible Dallas was. This is a known thing at this point. At the end of the quarter, Peyton Pritchard checks in so that they can give the ball to him to heave it. It's something that they have been doing all year long. So the fact that the Dallas Mavericks don't know this and they don't make sure that Peyton Pritchard has someone on him to prevent him from a possible three-point field goal at the end of the half is so stupid. You're not prepared if you don't know that. I know that. I'm sitting in the Zaslow Mansion family room. But for all the praise that Peyton Pritchard gets and the Celtics get for him being the guy, for that being something they do where he checks in at the end of every quarter to heave it from half court or beyond. It's a play that they run. The reason that they do it is because their star players don't want to do it because it's going to hurt their field goal percentage. So, like, great on Peyton Pritchard, but it shows you how vain and how it's all me, me, me. The whole reason they do that for Peyton Pritchard is because the other guys on the team, the stars, they don't want to hurt their field goal percentage. And Dante Exum, at the end of the first quarter, you're down double figures at the end of the first quarter. Game 5 of the finals. You don't want to hurt your field goal percentage? What the fuck is the matter with you? I get rid of him. You can't win with guys like that. You can't. I mean, Dante Exum, look, he finished the game 1-for-1. I understand how bad it would look if instead you finished game 5 1-for-2. I mean, that'd have been a killer. Can you imagine someone looking at that box score? They see Dante Exum was 1-for-2. Instead, he was 1-for-1. Oh, he had a great game. What a loser. What a loser. Also, things I didn't like about last night. You won't see this tonight if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. Now, granted, it's with the NBA, it's with MLB, and it's with the NFL. They're about to award the trophy last night. And who gets handed the trophy first? Wick Grusbeck, owner, billionaire owner of the Boston Celtics, gets handed the trophy. The owner getting the trophy at the championship presentation is so fucking lame. Tonight, if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, there's not going to be an owner. There's not going to be an executive, not even a coach in sight. Sasha Barkov will be handed that trophy, and they will pass it around the players. The owner gets the trophy first last night. It's so lame. Now, when they're celebrating on the floor yesterday, you can call me a hater. I am. I hate the Boston Celtics. But I'm sorry. It was so contrived where Lisa Salters, who the owner Wick Grusbeck called Michelle as he was holding the trophy, Lisa Salters, she's on the floor as the players are celebrating before the trophy presentation. She's talking to Jason Tatum. He's overcome by emotion. Wow, wow. And then finally with the camera on him and Lisa Salters is talking to him, he looks up and he shouts, "We did it!" So contrived. Trying to recreate the Kevin Garnett, everything is possible. And you can call me a hater if you want. I'm sorry, it was so contrived and ungenuine from Jason Tatum. You can call me a hater, I'm right. Also, after the game, players for other teams are in the Celtics championship celebrating locker room. Are you serious? Grant Williams, who of course used to play for the Celtics, he signed with Dallas. Dallas got rid of him in the middle of the season because he's apparently really annoying. Grant Williams walks in the locker room with Hornets players, with Jordan Miller and two other guys, I think. Players for other teams are walking in the locker room? that is celebrating a championship? Can you have a little bit of self-respect? And I mean, look, I'm not even directing that at the Celtics, who should be keeping players out. Like, remember when the Heat won the championship, they wouldn't let Drake in the locker room. That's right. Drake wants to get in. No, man, who the fuck are you? Get out of here. Have a little self-respect. And if you're one of those players, you don't belong in there. Who cares that you used to play for them, Grant Williams? And the guys who are on the Hornets and never play for the Celtics, who do you think you are walking into the championship celebrating locker room? If the Panthers win the Stanley Cup tonight, you know how many players for other teams will be in the Panthers dressing room? None. None. And not because the Panthers wouldn't want it, but because the hockey player knows his place. He didn't earn being in that room. Boy, I'll tell you, the NBA player is so unlikable to me. So unlikable. Now to the Celtics side of things. Great season for the Mavericks, but this series was a major, major indictment on Kyrie Irving. He's not a star. Not a star player. In the three games in Boston, not only is it on the road, but it's at Boston with all the history there. The three road games, 14 points per game, 34% field goals. He was a bum in the road games. If you're a star player, you have to show up in at least one road game. If you play great at home for two games and you're a nothing in three road games, you're a role player. That's what a role player does. Role player always plays better at home. That makes you a role player. Kyrie Irving, we have learned now, is not a star player anymore. Down 21 at halftime last night, Kyrie has 5 points on 2-for-8 field goals. He was a bum this series. And I'll tell you what, if you're a serious team, if you're the Mavericks, you trade Kyrie Irving this offseason. Yep. You trade Kyrie Irving. You got to. You trade Kyrie Irving. You would be selling very high on Kyrie Irving. And based on his history, there is an expiration date with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving and the Mavericks too, it far exceeded expectations this year. If you keep him on your team, you are really gambling that he does not turn into a pumpkin. You are gambling that he doesn't become who he is. There is no reason to believe that you're going to get anything better than what you got this season, which ended with a massive thud for him out of Kyrie Irving moving forward. If you're the Mavericks, you sell high, you trade Kyrie Irving. I mean, they got their money's worth out of him this year. You are tempting fate if you think that he's not eventually going to turn into a pumpkin. And on top of it, you saw he is not a star player anymore. If I'm the Mavericks, I get rid of Kyrie Irving. It's actually an easy decision. Terrible NBA season. Terrible playoffs. Terrible series. Awful playoffs. Celtics are champions. Up yours. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Always brought to us where we get all the big deals. I'm talking about Caneswear. Caneswear and Davey, stop by on your way to Game 5 tonight as you want to support the Panthers potentially winning the Stanley Cup tonight. Get all your Florida Panther gear at Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive. Real easy to find Caneswear, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or go to caneswear.com, all right? And you can get all the apparel, the Dolphins, Panthers, Heat. We all know you get all your Canes gear. The most Canes gear anywhere is at Caneswear. Put all of your favorite local South Florida teams. You can pick up your hats, your t-shirts, a whole lot more at caneswear.com. Caneswear and Davey. Caneswear is the spot in South Florida sports fan shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? First up, how about Stephen A. Smith last night on the much maligned ESPN NBA Finals halftime show? It's not a good show. Here was Stephen A. Smith. He was blasting the Mavericks and Kyrie Irving.
So where the hell is the disgust? Because I'm disgusted. This is game five of the NBA Finals, and you're on the road. The stars show up. The best player on offense for the Dallas Mavericks has been Josh Green off the bench, who hit all three of his threes. Luka's holding on to the ball too damn much. He's disrupted their pace. Kyrie is just a no-show. Just an absolute no-show right now. We know he is a superstar. He is much better than this. I don't know what's going on with him in Boston, but it's bad, okay? You look at them. 6-for-18 shooting. 14 points. Tatum and Brown, 31 points on 12-for-25 shooting. This is game five of the NBA Finals. The stars for Boston showed up. The stars for Dallas. There's an APB out for them right now.
I'm going not a big deal because he's right. I mean, I'm not a fan of Stephen A. Smith's basketball analysis, all right? I think he hardly watches. But he's right. It was an embarrassing performance from the Mavericks. But more so, it was an embarrassment for Kyrie Irving. So I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal, here's Evan Cohen, unsportsmanlike, every morning 6-10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. And here he is on what the Mavericks' next move should be.
So what's next for the Mavs?
First of all, you got to be thankful for this run. It was a phenomenal run. Luka was amazing until the finals, obviously the defense and the complaining. But here's the thing. If I'm Dallas, I'm selling high on Kyrie. You got the best out of him this year. Asking that again of him, I don't buy that it's going to happen. Plus, you have an obvious dance partner. The Lakers are desperate right now. I think they will give you everything outside of LeBron and AD that you would want, whether it be Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, tons of picks, whatever it is, salary dumps to them. I think the Lakers will give you whatever you want right now. I would absolutely sell high on Kyrie if I'm Dallas.
That's what I said. I'm going big deal. That's exactly what I said. They should absolutely trade him. You can't trust him. You're lucky. You got a great year. He threw up all over himself in the finals, and you could probably get something for him. And Evan's right. It would be the Lakers. That's what I said. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, how about PK Subban? We like him on all of NHL and ESPN's coverage. And here he is. He was exposing Mark Messier and Steve Levy falling asleep on the charter flight.
I was sitting directly behind Mess and Leaves and specifically waited until they fell asleep to get a selfie of them when they were passed out. Completely exposed. I'm going to get it framed. I'm going to have it in my basement.
And Steve Levy completely as well. Exposed. He thought he was safe. Take a little snooze. Yep.
How cute is that? Mess looks serious even when he's sleeping. Yeah. I can't leave him completely out to dry because I was sleeping too. And I just happened to wake up a little bit before they did. And I got the flight attendant to snap that picture. Levy puts his seat back like all the way. So I can't even put my laptop. I can't watch any show. Hey, Pat, I've had so much fun doing this job. Mess is hilarious.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I wish I would have played in the 80s.
PK,
I would trade it any day.
Okay, well,
any day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe.
Dirty move there by PK Subban, but I'm going not a big deal, all right? Look, they're tired, all right? It's not that big a deal. So I'm going not a big deal, and that right there is another addition. A big deal or not a big deal, as always, brought to us by the spot where Miami sports fans shop, Caneswear. Get your hats, your t-shirts, whole lot more. If the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, you'll want to stop into Caneswear tomorrow, 2655 South University Drive, and get your gear right away. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fan shop for all of the big deals. Yes. All right. Tonight? Is tonight the night? Tune in tonight, ESPN Radio, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be on the air for the first two periods of the game. Then we'll be in the Zaslow Mansion Sirius Room, where hopefully it is a forever night and we can celebrate the first ever Stanley Cup championship for the Florida Panthers. Today's show brought to us by Bet Online. Thanks, everybody, who helped put together a great show. As always, I appreciate your hard work. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. No with that. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day.
Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.